Hello, Paul.
Hi, Ryan. Ryan, thanks for holding. My name is Paul, and Angela wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, you know, how it works and what's included. Of course, answer any questions that you have, and then also to apply the reduced rate, both because you're an established company and because we do have a special holiday pricing this week. A happy Friday, by the way. Ryan, how's your day going so far?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I appreciate you asking. You know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That pack result that pops up right near the very top of the page.
Yes.
Yeah, of course. It's where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And, of course, our job would be to make sure that people in your service area looking for a flooring contractor will see your business as one of those top options popping up, no matter what they type in, if it's wood, stone, laminate, any of the services you want to be found for. We'll build a website for you. Now, Angela said you used to have one, but you don't have one anymore, right? So a website's a powerful conversion tool. Of course, it gives the people who see it the reasons to pick up the phone and call you, but it only does work when people see it. And most consumers don't even go past the first page when they're looking for someone, trying to find someone to call. And most websites end up kind of like a digital business card. You have to tell people the name of your website. They have to already know the name of your company. They have to be looking for you specifically to find your website. Otherwise, it just doesn't even get seen like a billboard on a dirt road. So our job would be to make it easy for people, whether they know the name of your company or not, to find you when they're looking for a flooring contractor. They'll see your website. We'll build a custom Google compliant, conversion driven, mobile optimized, user friendly website. Of course, talk about your services, your service area, put before and after photos on there. That way the people that decide to call you, Ryan, they're calling you pretty much because they want to hire you. They're hoping you're available. They're hoping your price is fair. You won't be the only company that pops up, of course, and not everyone will decide to call you, but that's a good thing. You're not going to get a bunch of calls from people looking for estimates, trying to find the cheapest guy. By the time someone starts to dial your number, they saw that website, and again, they're excited to speak with you. It's not a lead-based service. You're not paying for leads. You're not chasing down the same lead your competitors are chasing down. Like I said, potential customers will call you and basically choose you over the competition. Now, it is month to month, no contract. Our job, though, is just to keep your phone ringing, send you the work, and earn your business 1 month at a time. It's not just for Google. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, there's going to be Facebook paid ads and all the directories that Google wants to see. Like a website that talks about your services and service area, kind of reassuring Google if someone were to call you, you could provide those services. Like I said, it's month to month, but your pricing is fixed. It would never go up no matter how long you choose to use the service. A couple of things going for you. Like I said, you are an established business. We do prefer to work with established companies. Once you hit that five-year mark, we do reduce the cost of the service because we want to work with someone who knows what they're doing, someone who can still provide quality work and even take on more work. And then, like I said, we do have Easter's holiday, of course, but we'll be out of the office on Monday. So we will have a shortened week next week. So we're trying to get some of these important positions filled now because we know we'll have a five-day worth of work next week with 4 days to do it. So trying to get a head start on next week here. It actually reduced the cost of your service by a little bit more than 50% off the normal cost, save you $300 a month. Ryan, it would bring the rate down for the Platinum package from what would have normally been $599 a month to a flat rate of just $299, and that $299 would be the exact amount. So no taxes, fees, surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees. The calls come directly to you. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it would still be that flat rate. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of profits or anything like that. Now, that 50-mile service area, we can easily target that. We would not be drawing a big circle around you, a 50-mile radius. We would target specific cities, big and small, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. Now, Ryan Angela says you do both residential and commercial. Did you have a preference of one over the other, or do you like a nice even mix?
I do a mix of them. I do primarily residential.
Okay.
Because there's not a whole lot of commercial jobs that just come for direct. Mm-hmm. You know, normally sometimes they go
right
with, like flooring store.
Yeah. And I definitely understand and agree with you there. But being a top option for those commercial clients that might just, you know, type in flooring contractor near me the same way a residential client would, that's going to benefit you, especially since you can take on those jobs. The reason I ask is we'll do very targeted marketing. Like I said, we want to target exactly where you want to be found for the keywords and services you want to provide. And of course, we can target commercial clients as well as residential clients. You will get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, the breakdown of the search phrases and keywords people are typing in, and how many times you're popping up on the first page for each of those searches. You'll always know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories, or from your website. Now, of course, most of the time, you will simply just get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. The website, though, that we'll create will also give potential customers the opportunity to tell you where they live or where their business is located, what they're looking to have done, when they would want you to come out, etc. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email. So you will always know, Ryan, when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form will also repopulate right in your tracking system. So you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Ryan, did you have any questions for me at this point?
You said y'all build a new website?
Yeah, and a lot of the times they'll let me include a website at no additional cost. I mean, it is a month-to-month service, right? And we want you to hit the ground running. We want you to see success right from the very beginning. So looking long-term, although it is month-to-month, we do look long-term. We try to make our services affordable, and our success, and we've been around since 2004. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary just a little bit later on this year. Our success comes from keeping clients on board for a long time. So I'm putting in a request to my supervisor to see if we can actually include that website at no additional cost, which would mean that we would build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you included in that monthly cost. Now, of course, that means we can use any photos that you have now, and as we send you more jobs, you can always add new photos later on down the road, or new services. Now, a lot of our clients actually love the fact that they can actually make changes to their website on their own. You certainly would be able to do that. And of course, a lot of our clients say, no, please just go ahead and take care of all of it. Just make sure my phone is ringing, and you know, we can do that too. Everything's included, maintenance and updating. Of course, if my supervisor allows me to do that, he's probably going to message me back in about a minute or so here. Now, when we get your phone ringing, is the number that we're speaking on right now, would this be the business number? Would this be the number you would want on your website?
Yes.
It is. And I imagine it is a smartphone, right? You can receive a text message on that number?
Yes.
Perfect. And like I said, most of the time you just get calls directly to you, but when someone fills out that contact form, you do get a text as well as an email. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it is a business email, it would be listed physically on your website. People would see it. If it's more of like a personal email, it would be hidden. It would not appear online. No one would even need to see it. It would, though, still be attached to the contact form. Ryan, what is a good email address either for you or for the company?
The company email is rsrprofloors@gmail.com.
So, and that is the name of the company, right? The way you want it branded, RSR Pro Floors?
Yeah.
Okay, so the name of the company at gmail.com, definitely we would put that on your website. People would be able to see it. Now, like I said, most of the time your customers just call you. We will, though, use phone, text, and email. Usually the method most appropriate for the information we're trying to get out to you, certain for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records, we would email you. But, Ryan, do you have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Yeah, all of them is fine.
All of them. Yeah, there's going to be a little bit of redundancy built in. For example, if we call you, and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, maybe send a text message and that type of thing. Now, the other thing I did want to ask, well, first of all, Angela did attach here, and I think she found it when she was looking for a website for you. She attached an Angie Leads profile, and that does have a physical address on there, 2636 Verde Court. But correct me if I'm wrong, your business is actually service-based, right? Meaning that you only go out to the customer, no one ever comes to you. There would not be like a physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom or location.
Right.
Okay. Is that Verde Court address, is that your residence?
Yes.
It is, okay. So we definitely would not want to list that. Google wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would. In fact, especially since you're out in the field most days, and Google does expect service-based businesses to kind of be run from the home, run from the truck, even if you had like an office where you did your paperwork or an outside shop where you kept all your equipment, if nobody comes to you, Google doesn't want to list the physical address. Oh, and, well, Angela never did get your last name.
Riddle, R-I-D-D-L-E.
You said Riddle, right? Those are D's like David, not B's like boy?
Yes, R-I-D-D-L-E.
And then the Angie's has got you 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, closed Saturday and Sunday. Is that accurate?
It should be 7 days a week, 8 to 8.
Yeah, taking a big risk when I asked if the information on an Angie's profile is accurate. I've seen all kinds of craziness, businesses listed incorrectly, wrong phone numbers. Are you even using that service? Are you paying for leads right now?
Some kind of. Okay. Not a lot.
Yeah, so what I would tell you is, first of all, it doesn't conflict with being a top option on that first page of Google. I do have clients that have or maybe started with the lead-based service. A lot of them scale back on their leads once we get their phone ringing. You certainly would be able to do that. Some of my clients pause their leads or cap them at a lower amount. Some of them actually do shut their leads off altogether. So you said you were 7 days a week, right?
Yes.
And what were those hours again?
8 to 8.
Okay, perfect. Are you taking just cash and check at this point? Do you do anything like credit card, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
I do, cash, check, Zelle. I can't take credit cards.
Okay.
I have Cash App, PayPal.
Okay. Got it. Perfect. Oh, hang on 1 second. That is a chime. I hope it is my supervisor. It is. So it says, Paul, for this well-established business, I would be more than happy to approve your request to include that website at no additional cost. It says, I'm looking forward to helping this company to continue to grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the services that they need. So that website would actually be included. The other thing that I was going to mention to you, because it is that holiday week, we're waiving setup fees. There's normally a $99 setup fee that attaches to the first month. We'd actually be able to waive that setup fee today. So it would just be that $299 as an out-the-door cost. It would bill once a month for that exact amount. It would never go up, no matter how long you choose to keep the service.
Okay.
If you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'd be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our interview technician. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call, but we will want to talk to you more about the services you want to provide, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we will use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. And, of course, we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. The other thing that I'm required to do here, Ryan, and because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case, we are not only reducing the cost of the service, we're waiving your setup fee, including that website, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually pretty straightforward, and I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, I did have a question.
Sure, of course.
Real quick.
Of course.
Do y'all have the, you know, like if I were to go on and say, hey Siri, pull up flooring contractors, do y'all have that voice recognition also, or,
right,
you know?
Yeah, so any device that can access the internet, laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, vehicles that have internet access, voice activated, Siri on a smartphone, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and of course, I think I did mention the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are also included in this particular package.
Yes.
So I do have the voice verification pulled up. It does answer a lot of questions that you might have, but feel free to stop me if you've got any additional questions. Okay?
Okay.
Give me just a quick second to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, Mr. Riddle, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
RSR Pro Force.
Perfect. And that's exactly how I have that. And then, Ryan, please state your name and your official title within the business.
First name Ryan, last name Riddle, primary owner.
Okay. Mr. Riddle, as the primary owner of RSR Pro Floors, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then, Mr. Riddle, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Ryan, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Of course. Mr. Riddle, it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important, Ryan, that you are also actively involved in your campaign. Of course, it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, 48 hours or less, to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Ryan. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yep.
perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask, of course, is all the content that we'll be creating for your company. We would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll always make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Ryan, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Mr. Riddle, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Ryan, we'll do what's called the NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you. As I mentioned, we'll also make sure that no physical address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, the established business rate, the holiday special waiver, your setup fee, of course, it's month to month and the website's included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving altogether, will be charged today's date, the 29th of March, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And Ryan, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount as well, so no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls do come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website, Mr. Riddle, is included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 29th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. And again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract. Of course, that means you can, in fact, stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. And if you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, you can pause the service. In fact, you can pause the service seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. Ryan, all that we do request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Riddle, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Ryan, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Mr. Riddle, that first payment of $299, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
It'd be on a Discover. You said the company name is Welcome Splash?
It's Local Splash. Let me send you a link to the pricing page. Yeah, let me send you the pricing page real quick. The name of the company is Local Splash, localsplash.com. is the website, and the link I'm sending out to you right now is the pricing page. So it's localsplash.com/SEO-packages. It is an SMS message through the computer, but it does work exactly like a text message, so you should have gotten that to your phone. If you can, even put me on speakerphone and open that up. It says at the top, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Yes.
Okay. Like I said, you'll be able to track your success. We call it your client dashboard. You'll have 24/7 access to that, and it does update in very near real time. It updates several times throughout the day. You can also monitor and manage your online reviews, request reviews, respond to reviews right from your tracking system. No matter where those reviews originate, on whatever directory or platform that it is, Yelp, Google, Foursquare, Superpages, it repopulates on your tracking system. If you wanted us to, we would even respond to your reviews for you in a professional fashion. We would do that at no additional cost. Like I said, we've been around since 2004, almost 20 years, which for any company in any industry is a long time. And for a young industry like search engine optimization, that's a very long time. 4.9 out of 5. Our clients love the service, even though it's month to month. We know you'll keep the service. We have to earn your business for you to be a satisfied client. You see that blue tinted photo just below that? It says Google Ads Partner, and right below that is a box that says Google Partner with that colorful Google G on it. I do actually want you to click on that box. It is not just copy and paste it off of the internet. It's actually our official badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. And if you click on it, it goes directly to Google's website, google.com/partner, and you can see that we are in fact a Google partner. That does make all the difference in the world for that local map, because Google does make changes quite frequently, usually small changes, sometimes big changes. But whatever those changes are, they let us know ahead of the time, so we'll always have the right content online to keep you ahead of your competitors and keep your phone ringing. Right below that is where it says SEO packages. We are talking about the Platinum package, but a 50% reduction in the cost of that package, dropping it from $5.99 down to $2.99. And again, I would be waiving the setup fee. I actually did upgrade the landing page that would normally come with that website, or that package, the one-page website. I optimized that to the full custom website, so multiple pages, multiple tabs, anything that you need. We can always add additional services and everything else down the road. So like I said, it's going to be a comprehensive package. I think it's ideal for that 50-mile radius. If you're telling me, you know, hey, I've got six crews, we go 100, 150 miles, we might be talking about either the Platinum Premier or the Ideal package. But for you, I think that Platinum package would be perfect. Again, it would be exactly $299 as an out-the-door cost, and that price would never go up on you.
Okay.
On that Discover card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
That's my name.
Is it Ryan Riddle, or is there a middle initial, middle name?
Let me see. It is Ryan S. Riddle.
S. S like Sam, not F like Frank, right?
Yeah, S like Sam.
Okay. And then you said it was a Discover card. That should start with a 6. All Discover cards do.
Yes.
I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
The card number is 6011014947458902.
And then the expiration month and year?
0128.
Okay. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
540.
540. I've got 540540 on the back, and 01 or January of 2028 for the expiration date. Mr. Riddle, was the card itself 60-11-0149-4745-8902?
Yes.
Does that bill at the home address, the 2636 Verde Court in Burlington, 76028?
It's Burlington.
I'm just copying off. Gosh, I gotta stop doing this. I just copied off of the Angie's. It's not Burlington.
No.
Boy, oh boy, man, it's not always that I have so many discrepancies, but boy, this call has certainly reminded me that I should really refrain. It's Burleson, Texas. B-U-R-L-E-S-O-N. Man, that makes sense for that zip code. Boy, that HA, that home advisor, I call it home advisor. I mean, it used to be home advisor. About 5-6 years ago, it was home advisor, going back another 6 or 8 years before that. And of course, once they merged with Angie's List, they updated that or changed it to Angie Lead. So it's kind of the combination of those two, Burles in Texas. Now you're going to receive a confirmation email in a couple of minutes here through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I would be more than willing to give you that information now.
Yeah, I'm ready whenever you want.
Okay. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, it's 877-635-6225. It is simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. You can, in fact, reach a client support agent Monday through Friday, and that is 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. You can, of course, email the support team 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you email the support team, Ryan, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You will, in fact, receive all that information by way of a confirmation or welcome email in about a minute. You'll also receive through our automated system an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And then when you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, Mr. Riddle, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Let's see. So this afternoon, we've got 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and then there's a spot available at 5 o'clock. Would any of those work out for you today to take that half-hour phone call?
Yeah, 3 o'clock would be fine.
3? Okay. We'll schedule it at 3. It'll get to you a couple of minutes after 3, right at 3 maybe. It's a one-hour window for a call that only does take about half that time. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will also be on that call just in the beginning, though, just to say a quick hello, introduce you to your technician, answer any questions that you might have before handing it over to them. I might already be on another call, and if I am, they're going to call you anyway. They'll have your file. They'll take really good care of you. Just in case I'm not on that call, or I guess even if I am, I did want to add a little bit of extra security here on your account, just a question and an answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with RSR Pro Floors, even if it's you, Ryan, and we recognize your voice, we might still occasionally ask you for the answer to the security question. More importantly, especially like a week from now, once your website's live, if anyone calls you and tells you that they are with Google or even with Local Splash, first of all, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't provide that information to you within 15, 20 seconds, just politely let them go. If they're calling you and asking you for more money for your Google listing, please do just politely let them go. The voice verification has already been recorded and attached to your account, and it is for your protection, and it clearly does state that it will only bill on the 29th and only for that flat rate of $299. So that's for your protection. The options for your security question here are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Ryan, which of those would you want for your security question?
We'll do first pet's name.
First pet? Okay. And then what is the answer?
Shadow.
You said shadow?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I got to type it in twice, but you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message? Looks like our system caught up and sent everything out. Our emails do get sent out in bulk every few minutes, so they don't always get kind of lumped in together as they did at this point. You got a couple of emails. One is the welcome email. That does have our client support information that I've already given you. In fact, I think somewhere on every one of those emails you'll see that information. The other one you got is action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. That's just an automated email. All of our clients get that, whether they're PIN verified or not. The reason it's being sent out, though, is Google did recently, and by that I mean like, oh, it's about 6 or 7 months, I guess, they made the process of getting PIN verified a little bit more comprehensive. It is all, though, by design. It's to make sure that the businesses that pop up on Google, especially on the first page, are actual legitimate businesses. So they do want to make sure, any photos you can send there for us, though, we can use it on your website. There's a link there that you can use. You can also email the support team directly, or photos, photos, photos@localsplash.com. But any pictures of your tools or equipment, any shots of your service vehicle, of course, there's no real workplace for that. Google just wants you to show us where you park your vehicle when you're not using it. Is the business itself licensed and or insured?
No.
That's okay. Doesn't have to be everything on that list, like I said, but everything that you can send us will help you out. The one that I really wanted you to see, and the one that does get sent out first, although these kind of piggyback right on it, is the Local Splash initial invoice. If you click on that, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash, and it says your invoice is located below, and please click here to accept the subscription terms. Ryan, are you able to see that?
Yes.
Okay. Click on the blue click here. It'll turn purple when you do and take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. So it's hyperlinked to the written terms and conditions, everything that we went over in the voice verification. Now, I don't want to walk you through everything here. I know your time is valuable. Real quick, though, of course, Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. But it is about 1 out of 10 that will be looking on Bing instead of Google. Most of those people are doing it on their smartphone. So we're going to mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything necessary to be on the first page. The website's included, the Facebook ads, etc. You'll see a long line. It goes all the way across it. Below it, it populates your phone number. And below that, two boxes. We would want you to click on both of them. The first one says, I agree to receive SMS messages, which are, of course, just text messages through the computer. Of course, we'd want to be able to text you. The other one, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. So we want you to click on that box. There's a longer box you'll see with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. Click in that box, and that's where you would either copy and paste your name as it appears, or type it in. If you're copying and pasting, just be careful to not copy an extra space before your first name or after your last name. If you're typing it in, it's case sensitive. So both R's and the S are all capitalized. There's no period after the S, but once you've got Ryan space S space Riddle in there with appropriate capitalization, just click the confirm signature box to the right of it. That actually does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, that we're including the website. It will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and for us to fix it if it's not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful, Ryan, in submitting that when it takes you to the login page and asks you for a username and password. Just let me know when you see that.
I'm there.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing that now, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that our system uses for your tracking system. Our system thinks at this point both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it. So it's asking you to log in. Your username has already been generated, but once we do your client interview and start creating the content to track, that's when you'll get your username and password emailed and texted out to you. If you tried to put it in now, it would probably just give you an error message since that tracking system has not been activated yet. Your username is already assigned. You cannot change it. Your password you can change, though, once you log in. It's easy to remember, though. It's your phone number. The area code is included, but just numbers, no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. So, of course, your username is just 817-522-8584. I'm going to send you a calendar invite, and then it's a little past the opportunity for a reminder system to email you an hour prior, but it'll still go out. It'll go out an hour prior to that 3 o'clock. So at 2 o'clock, you're going to get that reminder email, and I'm going to send you in a second here a calendar invite. The calendar invite is just going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview to be conducted in English. And it's got your actual username, your name, and then your phone number. And again, it's just for your record. You don't have to respond to it. But other than that, you are all set and squared away on our end. I do hope that I'm available in that 3 o'clock hour when our technician is ready to call you, especially on a busy week and towards the end of the day of it and the end of the week of it. It was a real pleasure speaking with you. You were patient. You were kind. I don't always get that on every phone call. Sometimes I get neither of that. So it's always nice to speak with someone, Ryan, who was as respectful of my time as I hope that I have been of theirs. You certainly have been respectful, and I do appreciate that, especially on a Friday. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. You know, happy to get that website going, glad to reduce the cost, and we are looking forward to getting your phone ringing, looking forward to earning your business 1 month at a time.
Well, thank you for your time, and I hope you have a wonderful Friday yourself.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Hopefully I'll be able to speak with you, even if it's just briefly in that 3 o'clock hour if I'm in between phone calls. Real pleasure, Mr. Riddle. You take care, Ryan. You have a great rest of the day if I'm not able to speak with you, and you have a wonderful weekend too.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you, Ryan. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye now.